This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, a few housekeeping items we're going to do. Missed some CU news yesterday. Got a former Buffalo just going scorched earth on Coach Prime. And Tad Boyle, the most frustrated I remember seeing this dude. We'll get into that. Trinidad Chambliss, success for him. A lot to talk about. Also, the owner of the Colorado Eagles is going to be on the show today. Big vote coming up on February 24th. I'm asking a basic question. You want the Eagles and Greeley or not? Let me know. Whole show starts now. Studios. I am Brady Hall. We've got the one and only Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass, live from the one and only Aloe Fiber Studios.
Wasn't I called Short Stack? Is that
short?
What it is,
short or? Round. That was on round, Wine at Nine. Wine Brady made a surprise appearance this morning, and
very professional.
Very professional. Yes, and you were still there, and you came across as my kind of. A little buddy.
Yeah, and the actor who played Short Round is a great director.
But I was called Indiana Jones, so I mean...
He's also a really great actor.
I mean, Indiana Jones.
The movies he's in have great original scores.
Stop.
Done by John
no,
Lanzo.
We're not doing this. It's Friday. I'm in a good mood, Mike. I'm in a good mood that could teeter quickly. I'm in a good mood that could teeter. So make me laugh. Give me something fun. Not your typical stuff, but give me something fun today.
Brady and Tanner walk into a bar.
Okay.
They get some drinks, pay for those drinks, and leave.
Why do you do the things that you do? Did you happen to see a former Colorado Buffalo, Michael? Did you get this clip that I sent you?
I did.
Oh, man, he's going scorched earth on Coach Prime.
Love it.
Right here. Former All-American tight end Christian Fourier delivered a Fourier? Is it Fourier? Did I say Fourier? Fourier?
Yeah.
Christian Fourier. He played in the NFL. I think he played for the Patriots and the Seattle? It might have been both the two Super Bowl teams that were in last year. I believe that those were the teams he played for. I could be wrong on that, but I believe one of them was the Patriots. Well, what was the other team?
Looking it up, efforting... The Seahawks and the Patriots.
You're welcome.
And the Washington.
Okay, it doesn't matter. We got it. Washington.
And Carolina.
So, Christian Fourier, former tight end, pretty significant player in Buffs history, Mike. He was brought onto a podcast to really talk about the Super Bowl matchup. Because he talks about, he was on both teams. But obviously, him being a former Buffalo... The conversation of Colorado came up. Here's what he had to say about Coach Prime.
I just don't like the way he coaches football. I don't think he's very bright. I don't think he can manage a game. I think there's a lot of flash, but I think there's no substance, you know, and he's got a lot of people like brainwashed. I'm not a fan of him. Not a fan of his coaching style. Not a fan of his messaging. There's a lot of things, internally that I know about that I'm not a fan of. And it's just not worth my energy to sit there and follow it and go back and forth with the Emperor Has No Clothes crowd that support him regardless of how stupid he is sometimes. Ah, they got a new scoreboard. Hey, listen, Fox is like, fine. If that is what gets you going, then good for you. All your victories are hollow in my book. If all you care about is relevancy, they're hollow. They mean nothing. When the Big 12
burn.
Is he wrong?
Not at all.
Yeah. Listen, I've kind of tap danced around my thoughts on Coach Prime because, dude, when I'm out on Coach Prime, he usually says something or does something that makes me kind of say, man, I kind of like his character. I do like that he brings God into a lot of his life. I do enjoy that. I think that's good. And then I kind of start to lean the other way going, man, I like Coach Prime. I'm going to get behind this guy. And then other things happen. And I'm just not, overall, if he were to be done today, I would summarize his time, at least according to my fandom, as a sideshow. Because if you just take a look at the record and all that stuff, he was 4-8 year one.
But Brady, he replaced a one-win team.
He flipped the roster. So that's his team. He flipped the roster because in this day and age, Mike, rebuilding and retooling and getting guys to grow up through your system is the way of the dinosaur. So this whole that was the first thing that always, and it was the fan base, honestly. Coach Prime had a very much like a Tim Tebow type following, where regardless of how bad he might look or whatever, then they're still going to make excuses. Well, he won 4 games. The year before that, they won 1. He flipped the entire roster. He brought in all of his guys. Because you can do that in this day and age. And then the next year, 9-4. Shadur was good. Travis Hunter was great. You were 9-4. You lost in your bowl game. Pretty aggressively, if I remember. And then last year, 3-9, 1-8 in the conference. So if you want to take those 3 years and give it, you know, what's the body of work there, it is a 16-21 record with the Colorado Buffaloes. He is among, I think he's, if he's not top 10, he's top 11 or 12 in highest paid coaches, Mike. So here's the list of coaches that are before him, okay? Kirby Smart, Ryan Day, Lincoln Riley, Dabo Swinney, Steve Sarkisian, Dan Lanning, Kalen DeBoer, your boy there, Mike, Brian Kelly was, Bill Belichick, Lane Kiffin. Dion is right around, again, according to CBS Sports, he's like at 9. I thought it was 10. Here's the thing. If you're making that kind of money and you're making that kind of noise, don't you have to win? Kirby Smart's making that kind of money, Mike. Do you know how many national titles he has?
I believe he has 2.
He has 2. Ryan Day has 1, right? But a lot of other stuff. Lincoln Riley, no national title, but 4 Big 12 titles. Dabo Swinney has 2. Steve Sarkisian has a Big 12 title at least.
He's been going to the playoffs.
Dan Lanning, Big 10 title, and he's been going to the playoffs. Kalen DeBoer.
Went to the playoffs a couple years ago with a different university.
Didn't he make it to the national championship with Washington? Brian, I already mentioned that, didn't I? And then Lane Kiffin. He's won a lot.
Or Lame Kiffin.
Yeah, thanks. He's won a lot. And his Ole Miss Rebels, if he sticks around, they probably do the same. If not, maybe slightly better. Maybe just the same, but still a playoff team. So all those, even Bill Belichick. What did Bill Belichick do? He won 6 Super Bowls. So all these coaches, Mike, are making big-time money. The difference is, and James Franklin is right underneath Deion Sanders. He was. I don't know what he's getting paid now, but when he was at Penn State, he was at 8.5. So when you have a guy like Christian Fourier coming out saying, listen, man, it's a lot. There's not a lot of substance there. It's a lot of
glitz. It's a lot of glamour. It's a lot of talk. Is he right? Now, if Coach Prime wasn't Coach Prime and he were just a regular coach, would he not have been fired? Or would he have at least be on the hot seat, on a very hot seat?
Oh, that seat would be boiling hot.
Because as much as Buffs fans want to rip apart Jay Norvell, he didn't. I mean, Norvell was a slow build. I think it was like four. What was Jay Norvell's record? It was a slow build for him. But most coaches are held to the same standard that a guy like Jay Norvell was held to. He was 3-9 his first year, then 5-7, then 8-5, and then he had the 2-5 year fired. Deion Sanders, 4-8, 9-4, 3-9. I don't think he'd be fired if he were just a regular coach. But if he were, but this year should be hot seat year, should it not? If we were good, just to, and so a lot of primetime fans like to say things like, well, if it were this coach that said it, you wouldn't have a problem with it. Well, I'll reverse it on you. If it were a regular coach that was 16-21 after being paid nearly $10 million a year, then this year you better at least, not even a bowl game, Mike. You better do better than a bowl game. You need to at least, I'm going to say minimum, you need to be in the conversation of winning the of going to the Big 12 championship.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
Why? How do you disagree?
I'm going to say you have to win a bowl game. You don't have to be in the conversation of the Big 12.
All
you have to go to a bowl game and you have to win it.
You're paying $10 million to win six games and win a bowl game? The piddly dunk bowl game?
For him to not be on the hot seat. And remember, this is Prime. This is for him to avoid the hot seat. It has to be a bowl game and win that bowl game. If you go to a bowl game and lose that bowl game, you're on the hot seat.
You're paying too much to win six games. He's being paid like Kirby Smart.
Remember, this is Coach Prime. This
is Norvell. I know who it is, but he's being paid like Kirby Smart. Well, not quite, but he's being paid like Steve Sarkisian and Dan Lanning. You being paid like that, and you're telling me that your expectations in year four are to win six games?
I'm telling you, it's
you do not
kind of a Coach Prime effect. He's got that effect.
They're losing money, Michael. I don't have the story in front of me, but they're bleeding money.
They are.
Their athletics is taking money from the rest of the school. So as cool as he is and as awesome as he is and as attractive to football fans as he is, you're not winning.
If it you and me, between you and me and logical sports fans, he needs to be in the conversation. But I think there's so much idiocy surrounding the Buffs program that all he needs to do is go 6-6 at least and win a bowl game.
Then you're going to. I'm sorry, but that's unacceptable.
I agree.
But you're saying that. No, we need to hold him to a higher standard.
I agree.
And people get pissy with me, but I am a Buffs fan. You know what's hurt my Buffs fandom? Prime fans. Not even Prime himself, but Prime fans.
Oh, yeah. But I actually hated Tebow fans more than I
hated Tebow
throwing interceptions.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you hated Tebow fans more than you hated Prime fans. Prime fans are
Prime awful. Fans are worse.
They are awful.
Tebow fans were at least, for the most part,
Tebow fans
pretty
were like, hello,
kind-hearted.
Bless you. I like Tebow, and you're not very nice. Oh, he's really good.
Some of them got a little loud, but for the most part,
dude,
you could have a
I'm
conversation
you,
with him.
That summer, when I predicted CSU was going to beat CU, and I had some fun with that, I did. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of views on one tweet that said, just a reminder, CSU is going to beat CU later on. No other smack talk, just a flat out Brady saying the team's going to beat another team. And dude, the stuff I saw from his fan base was terrifying. I mean, I wasn't actually terrified. They're trolls. But it was nasty. Nasty.
I wish I was as popular on Twitter as you.
Oh, no, I'm not. But that somehow got me popular in a very negative way.
I would like to be popular in a negative way. I would troll those trolls back.
You can't. You don't have enough time. By the time it's over, you're just you're overwhelmed and you're mentally exhausted because of all the dude. I'm telling you, they went after me. My profile picture was with me and my son. They went after my son. They were, and I've seen other guys where they go into their full profile and they go after their family members. These are terrible trolls. Coach Prime fans are the worst. There's a difference. You can be a fan of Deion Sanders. I'm a fan of that. But Coach Prime fans are nasty people.
Yeah, yeah. And there is a difference between a Coach Prime fan, like fanatic, yeah, yep, and someone who likes Prime.
Yeah,
and
agree.
Those guys who are fanatics are
because
insane.
They won't bring logic to their take. I love guy. Listen, man, I'm a diehard Nikola Jokic fan. I've seen a lot of hate on that guy on social media. I don't get on there and freak the hell out, but I can also be honest. Joker, like, for example, the last few games, Joker has not looked like Joker. Lonster's on the First Advantage Hotline. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, Brady, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, I like Christian McCoury's comments on that one.
Yeah, Christian Fourier?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he told it like it is there. In fact, I remember the prediction you made when you had that prediction that CSU was going to win. I thought the Buzz fans about went nuts on
you. Oh, they were so bad. And listen, to be honest with you, because I have developed some pretty thick skin with this stuff. The worse they got, the more it made me want to kind of lean in on it. So I kind of invited it. But I didn't do a whole lot, much more than just saying, the Rams are going to win. And that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember the threats that you were getting, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think they threatened you and your family, didn't they?
I didn't get, like, full-on threats, but my kid was 4 at the time, and they were making fun of my child, Lonster.
Mm-hmm.
The cutest little boy you'll ever see. And, I mean, my gosh, it was ridiculous.
It was. It was just like, come on, you guys, just chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? But, no, I have to agree with Kristen there. I mean, to me, I am not a Deion Sanders fan. In fact, when I listen to him, I can't even understand what he's talking about.
Well, and listen, some of the things I listen to, like I said, man, he pulls me back in. There are things he talks about with the landscape of college sports, and then there are things he talks about with, like, helping raise up young men. And then I see his actions, though. You know, I see I see all these scriptures and these godly takes, and then I see Jay Norvell going to shake hands with Coach Prime, and Shedeur Sanders says, don't put hands on him. And Coach Prime, rather than shaking the man's hand, Jay Norvell apologized, said, man, I wasn't talking about your mom. And instead it was delivered with a, yes, you did. Yes, you were. And all of us know that was not directly about Deion's mom. That is a turn of phrase. That is catchphrase. We all say, didn't your mama raise you better than that? We're not directly talking about your mom. We're just, that's an insult to you. And Deion acted as if he was oblivious to that. So all these scripture type tweets that he puts out, they don't live up to what he actually shows when he's pissed off.
Yeah, really. To me, he's just a hypocrite. And that's just my opinion on it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Lonster, appreciate the call, man.
Hey, guys, hey, have a good weekend there, Brady.
You too, man. Says, I'm not a fan of Sanders. Fourier says, I just don't like the way he coaches football. I don't think he's very bright. Now, I don't go that far. I don't like to insult people's intelligence. I don't think he can manage a game. Now, there are people, if I know them, I could do that. But I don't know Coach Prime. I've reached out to CU and Coach Prime, honestly, individually. Yeah, I got a hold of his number. And I've never been given the time of day. And that's fine. That happens. I still haven't had Jim Mora on yet. We're working on it, but it happens. I don't get pissed off at that. We're still trying to get Joker on. I have Michael on it. He has no response yet. He says, I don't think he can manage a game. I think there's a lot of flash, but I think there's no substance. And he's got a lot of people like brainwashed. I don't think he's wrong. Now, I don't agree with the whole I don't think he's very bright thing. If I'm going to say that about somebody, I got to know him pretty well. And I don't know him. I think he's got a lot of smarts. I think he's actually a genius when it comes to marketing. I think he was excellent when he was on TV. I loved watching him on, what was he on, NFL Network? Smitty says, highest paid in the Big 12, mediocre results. Deion is the polar opposite of Cignetti. Yeah, maybe. GoPoke says, do you mean measure prime and wins and losses, or does the prime effect outweigh all of that? I think it does. I think what you're saying is it does, obviously. The coach prime effect, I mean, I've always said it, he's going to have to lose a lot before they ever decide to move on from him. But if he loses a lot this year, which what leads you to believe based on what we just saw that team roll out last year? What they're bringing in, who'd they get in, Mike? Didn't they bring in the Sac State head coach to be their OC?
Yeah.
And they're bringing in a bunch of dudes from Sac State. And I hear Buffs fans, oh, man, there's a bunch of diamonds in the rough. Like, Sac State? They're in the Big Sky Conference, man. You made fun of the Rams for nearly losing to a Big Sky school that's on the up and up. They're growing in the UNC Bears.
And kept it close to Sac State.
And yet when Sac State players are like, we're going to follow our guy, you're all like, hell yeah. Which is it? You can't make fun of one team for nearly losing to a Big Sky school team and then be 100% okay with your team bringing in a bunch of Big Sky dudes.
Well, it's different because it's our team.
Yeah. I based on what we know, I'm not going to say. Now, predicting college football is harder than ever now. But based on what we've seen, do you really think that Coach Prime is going to battle back and forth realistically with the rest of the Big 12? I don't know. They were in some games last year, but it got worse as the season progressed. Big Hub says, yes, Deion needs to be pressured because all this hype is dying. Travis, the new guy, I think Deion Sanders is a false prophet. I think he's all hat, no cattle.
There you go.
Be careful with the be careful with the false prophet thing, because our boy Sean Keeler said something like that, and he got shunned. He wrote something like that in the Denver Post, and they he goes to media stuff. They will not allow him to ask a question. See, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. CBS has to question, and he didn't like what CBS had to say about him once, so they didn't get he didn't give them any questions. Sean Keeler, who writes negatively about everybody, probably you too, Michael, and it was for Coach Prime. He took it personally.
Keeler talks negatively
about everybody
to me. When I'm calling him on the phone.
Yeah, he's negative to you, about you, and rightfully so.
No, no.
But I've seen him write articles about Jay Norvell. I've seen him write articles badly about CSU.
As he should. That is his job.
I've seen him rip the Nuggets apart. I've seen him rip the Broncos apart.
Which is not correct.
Which he was correct. And yet, they still let him go to press conferences and talk to people and ask questions.
Because those organizations are professional.
Travis, the new guy. No, how dare you say that? He says, well, good thing I'm a nobody. You are not a nobody. You are a Hall of Famer. That comes with prestige, and you wear that badge of honor with pride. Next time someone messes with you, you say, hey, I'm a Hall of Famer. And if they ask what that means, if they have to ask, they're not worth your time, bro.
Yeah.
Nice.
By the way, since I'm your co-host, do I count as a Hall of Famer?
You're not a co-host, and hell no. You're not even allowed in the building.
I'll see you.
You could be, who's the janitor in Harry Potter? The janitor guy that wants to be magic, but he's not. Nobody likes him, but he's like the janitor and he walks around with a lantern and a cat and stuff. He's really creepy. Yeah, you could be that guy.
I don't remember Harry Potter that much.
It's a great show. For as nerdy as you are, I'm surprised you don't like.
It's not that I don't like Harry Potter. I saw most of the movies.
Harry Potter's fantastic.
And I was like, yeah, these are good.
Yes.
I can watch
they get
them
better
once
as
and
they
never
go.
Watch them again.
They get better as they go.
The last one.
The last one was the best one.
It might have been, I don't know if it was the last one or the second to last one, but all they did was argue with each other for like a half hour.
Well, you liked Game of Thrones.
And then I just turned it off because it was like a half hour of them yelling at each other.
Because it was a climactic point in the movie. They were trying to figure stuff out.
Where they just kept yelling at each other?
They were trying to figure stuff out. Mike, you have no idea. You know nothing about cinema. I'm sorry that I have to educate you on everything. It's hard enough to do it with sports, but here I have to educate you on cinema.
Well, Kevin McFarlane and I are going to educate you on
who
the
is
fountain.
That? Who is that? You have to address the, no one knows who Kevin McFarlane is.
He works with the Stampede marketing director. He's also the procurer of the wine and the food.
Correct.
From 1 and 9.
Yes. You have to
Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and
13. Pay him the respect. You got to tell people who, because not everybody knows who that is, Mike. Travis, the new guy, thanks for the pep talk. I'm ready to win the world now. Texter here. Oh, on the Eagles stuff. Voted no on 1A. I do want the Eagles here anytime we can take money from Fort Collins is great. Martin Lynn, the owner of the Eagles, is going to join me at 1 o'clock. Now, I don't talk politics. No, he'll be in studio. You could have just asked that. Your sign language back there. He'll be in studio. I don't talk politics on this show. And this is certainly a political thing, I suppose. But I'm going to ask from the sports guy's perspective. We're going to get into that. So, what happens if this doesn't pass? Where do the Eagles play? What happens? Are you Northern Colorado fans, if this doesn't pass, or if it passes, what? You vote no on it, right? That's my piece anyway. I would vote no on it because I want them here. If you vote yes on it and you suspend the zoning license or whatever, if I'm the owner of a team, I'm like, I can't wait around. See you later. I got to go elsewhere.
Can you explain this to me again? Yes means no, no means yes.
Yes and no. Yes, a yes vote is removing Zoning Ordinance 30 of Catalyst. A no vote means it keeps existing. So if you vote yes, you're removing the zoning ordinance, meaning they can't currently keep working to build that up. If you vote no, they just keep going. So no means yes, and yes means no. Do you want the Eagles in Greeley or not? Or do you want to just be little brother? Do you want to be little brother? Do you want to be little brother to Fort Collins? Let's call it what it is. Do you want to be little brother to Fort Collins, Michael?
I want a missile silo. That's what I want.
Why do you say things?
I don't know. I don't want the Windsor missile silo.
What are you saying? What are you talking about?
I just want, like, you know, hey, don't invade us. We have missiles.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. At least you acknowledge it. You just derail me. 32 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here. Some more CU news. Tad Boyle looked to be the most pissed off, embarrassed, upset than I ever recall. And he even mentioned something about his time at UNC in this rant. We'll talk about it. It's the whole show. You got prime thoughts, too? Let's get to it, man. We're just getting started here on a Friday. We'll be right back.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a good old-fashioned ass-whipping. I don't. There's just no other way to say it, you know. A lot of you guys are from West Texas. You probably know what that is. And we took one tonight. So credit Texas Tech, you know, they have a motto with their program that the toughest team wins, and there wasn't even question who the tougher team was tonight, and that was Texas Tech, and we weren't. And I'm embarrassed by our performance. I'm embarrassed for our university. I'm embarrassed for the city of Boulder. I'm embarrassed for the state of Colorado. I'm embarrassed for every former player that's worn this uniform. And we got to own this. But, you know, when you give up 17 offensive rebounds, and then the biggest part of the game plan is taking away their threes from shooters, their shooters, and they make 12 threes. Now we foul them on another one with 0.3 seconds to go in the end of the first half. You know, it's just not good enough in any way, shape, or form. You know, I started my career as the head coach at Northern Colorado in the Big Sky, and we would travel to Bozeman, Montana, and Missoula, and you know, Utah, Pocatello, Idaho, and we would always fly commercial. You know, and you'd lose on the road, and you'd get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You catch a 6 a.m. flight back to Denver, and then drive an hour to Greeley, and that's what we deserve right now. We deserve to be on a 6 a.m. flight out of Lubbock, commercial, Southwest, whatever airline you choose. We don't deserve a charter plane back to Boulder tonight. We got one. We paid for it. But we wasted our money. We wasted our university's money. And that's on me. So I'll take the ownership of this because I'm the head coach and the buck stops with me. But I'm embarrassed. I've not said I've embarrassed very often. Pat, you've followed us a long time. But I'm embarrassed tonight.
Wow. Pretty raw stuff right there from Tad Boyle. Listen, you guys know this. I mean, I've had Tad on the show a lot. He's a no-nonsense kind of coach. I've never heard him sound like that. In press conferences that I've watched, interviews I've had. Now, you know, typically we have him on after a Buffs win or before a big Buffs game. We haven't had him on this year. They lost 78-44 to Texas Tech. If you remember, UNC, the same team that beat CU, they battled their ass off against Texas Tech without Quinn Danker. In this day and age, it's tough for a coach to come out and say something like that. I think it could be refreshing too, but they were out-rebounded as I mean, for just the rebound side, 47-30 on the rebound side. I mean, they were 16 of 55. They shot 29%. And that shooting, you know, you don't question effort on shooting. But that was one of those press conferences where you just wonder you just wonder how long he's going to want to do this. You wonder how long Buffs fans are going to want to keep going this way. He's been there a while now, Mike. They've been to March Madness about half the time he's been there. The other half, they don't go in. But I don't think they've ever gotten past the first weekend of March Madness. Which, again, that's hard to evaluate a basketball coach on that. Because March Madness is a tournament designed for upsets. It's really difficult. He's had a lot of guys go pro. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, he and I always talk about this, like, and I agree with Mark on this. Tad's there for as long as he wants to be there. There are certain guys that you just... Because who are you going to get? You're already paying Deion Sanders $10 million, bro. You're going to go in and get the next freaking Coach K? He's going to be worth a lot. He's going to cost you a lot. Or... do you go back to the UNC well? 42 minutes after the hour... Let's take a quick break here. Let's get a little bit more into that and what the chances are of that ever happening. Smiley. I'm talking about Steve Smiley. But let's first get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Would Colorado ever go that route again? Would they go the route of going for a lesser tier college head coach to be their next? And I don't know if Tad's ever going to leave. I don't know what that looks like, but if they were to do that again, now when they hired Tad Boyle, keep in mind he was a 56-66 head coach. That was his record at UNC. But he won 4 games his first year, 13 games his second year, 14 games his third year, and then he went 25-8. They went to the CIT quarterfinal, his final year. And then I believe it was the very next year, under BJ Hill, they actually went to March Madness. which has been erased from history because of the cheating stuff that was happening. So he was hired mainly on the trajectory. And listen, man, during his time with CU, 325 and 214. He's been to March Madness probably half of that time. He's been to different other tournaments, CBI quarterfinal, NIT first round. But they've never made it past the first weekend. They've made it past the first round, but they haven't made it past the first weekend before. But man, they went, now last year was bad. They went 14-21. They're 13-10 KFKA right now on the season. Steve Smiley is 104-81 during his time with UNC. He started during COVID and they went 500. He's 15-10 right now on the season. They were 25-10 last year. They won the Big Sky regular season, a split of it. Lost in the Big Sky championship. Haven't been dancing yet. We all know what they have to do to get there, but Mike, you say no, they wouldn't go back to that well. Why not? They're not going to have the money to hire a big name head coach to come in because they're putting it all into the football program.
I was actually shaking my head before you finished your question. I think they could. They might very well do that. Tad's been successful there. Relatively
yes,
successful.
Relatively
he hasn't
successful.
Brought in the past the first round. And Steve Smiley has kind of a history of not getting them all the way. But it's possible.
It's tough to do it in the Big Sky because it's no at-large. It all comes down to one weekend and you're playing back-to-back-to-back. And I'm not making an excuse. It's just because obviously somebody has to do it. It's just a tall task to do it in this is his 6th year with the Bears. I actually think it's going to be this year, though. I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to go on they won last night. They beat Sac State.
Helps to be the hottest team going into the tournament.
I think they're the hottest team right now. They got Portland State tomorrow. That's a big one.
Now they got it.
But I'm telling you, man. The difference between getting to the Big Sky Championship and winning it is huge. Because they could go from a coach that is in some people's brains, on some people's radars. But if he wins and goes dancing, yeah, he's getting calls left and right, Mike. He's going to have to bat those away left and right if he wants to stay here. And Tad could be on the way out. I don't know. Would you fire Tad Boyle? Or are you like me, where it's kind of like, I'm going to let you go for as long as you want?
This year his team's young.
They are
young.
He's
got a young team, so I don't know.
There's some promise
there.
They're just bad in the conference.
Yeah, I don't know if I would fire him this year.
They're 14-11.
If this continues.
They're 14-11. I misspoke. They're not 13-10 KFK. They're 14-11. But 4-8 in the conference. Near the bottom of the barrel. And I don't know if it's going to get much better for him.
Look, if he gets fired, he's going somewhere else.
You think?
Someone's gonna go.
I was always told, and I think Keeler told us this, and we got a break. Keeler told us this, that if he goes, he's going to be like in the regime somewhere. At CU. I don't know if that's 100% sure, true. All right,
I'd like to see that.
We'll wrap up hour number one, top stories of the day. Also, Martin Lind going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
All year, you heard the Broncos, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL on KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Mike, we blew through that first hour. Next up, we got top stories of the day. Trinidad Chambliss. He's going to be back. College football. We'll get to the college football playoffs, expectations for the Nuggets after the All-Star break. And then Martin Lynn, the owner of the Eagles, is going to join us. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.